Hello.
Look at that. Ice conditions on many lakes in the Northwoods have been too unsafe for fishing, especially with shacks. Farther south in Lang Lake County, there is a sufficient amount of ice and fishing is going on as usual. On White Lake this afternoon, the temperature is a relatively warm 20 degrees, but the air feels a bit cooler as there is a steady westerly wind. 10 or so shacks of various sizes and colors break up the completely white landscape.
So how much ice you got here?
Oh, I would say 14.
81-year-old Max Budd has been fishing on White Lake for over 70 years, and he is known locally as the guy who was first to pull his shack on the ice. How does Max know it is safe enough for his shack?
Go and I dig holes and 6 inches and a shack comes out.
Elmer Mulholland is a little more cautious. He waits for a foot of ice or when there are several shacks in place. Elmer and his friend and shack co-owner Jim Popelka then pull their shack out on the ice. Both retired, they come out almost every day in the mid-afternoon and fish until dark. Ice fishing certainly does have its challenges, like breaking through the ice on your minnow bucket and reaching in with your bare hand to grab the minnow and bait the hook. But according to these anglers, the joys of fishing far outweigh putting up with a little discomfort. A big part of the joy is being on the ice with family and friends. Here's Elmer.
We put our shanties all together and we'd all sit in one shanty and watch our tip-ups.
A tip-up is the device that sits in the hole with bait on the line and the flag tips up when a fish takes the hook. Both Max and his nephew Ron also share a memory when their whole extended family would make a day of it on the lake.
Well, we used to cook out here and everything else. We used to go up to Pickle Lake a lot. Took the kids with us and we built a big fire. And
Ron was also part of these trips.
We'd build a big fire on the lake, and it kept us busy, all them fish on the tip-ups, and then them guys would, they'd drink a few beers and cook up deer steak, all that good stuff, and it was just part of life, you know.
Max also has fond memories of coming out to White Lake when his older brothers taught him how to fish.
Well, we used to go when I was about 10 years old, because I had three older brothers, and they went fishing, so I tagged along, and just kept doing it, and you had to dig a hole, but you fished that same hole most of the day when the ice got about that thick, because it's hard digging a hole.
Of course, catching fish is also part of the fun. When talking to each other, these men have the habit of looking out at the tip-ups every 30 seconds or so. Although Max Budd has been fishing for 70-plus years and has caught countless fish, this phrase puts a spring in his step.
I got a flag.
As Max kneels beside the hole and starts to pull in the line, he starts in with the banter Northwoods anglers are known for.
Probably should have bought a wagon with me to haul them fish over there.
Although Max, Ron, and Elmer did not have too much luck this afternoon, what keeps them coming out on these cold, windy days is perhaps best summed up by Max.
Oh, I just love being out here. And I just love fishing.
If you love fishing too, you can join Max and the gang on White Lake during the 46th Annual Fishing Derby on Saturday, February 1st. For more information about the Derby, go to WXBR.org. For WXBR News, I'm Jim Skibo.